This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, off today. Back tomorrow, though, not far away. We have a busy few days for you coming up. Of course, the inaugural is not far away, and we'll be there covering all of that for you in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, by the way, will be taking questions during a news conference. First, I guess sort of traditional news conference. He's done interviews and he's answered questions and different things, but the first time he sort of sits there and at the podium and just takes questions from anybody at Trump Tower today while the hearings for Rex Tillerson continue up on Capitol Hill. You heard a little snippet of that last hour, and during the break, Marco Rubio was just pressing Rex Tillerson on whether or not Vladimir Putin ought to be considered a war criminal, and Rex Tillerson said, "I wouldn't use that term. I wouldn't use that term." And then we have Marco Rubio going on to give a laundry list of things that he's been party to in Aleppo. And in a, we'll play some of that this hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall on the program for a full hour. Your questions and comments are welcome. I was going to say William and Horace is already waiting. Right behind him, Tim and Edgley, and others welcome as well. Simple. 800-228-0550. I think I said I'd repeat those numbers last hour. I didn't get to it. 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me today with Todd out at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. We had one question come in last hour for Kevin regarding the hearings and who gets in and why not better security. We have an off-air call that came in before the show related to a disabled vet question, and we have others waiting as well. So a lot to do. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Here's one guarantee I can give you because I've lived it. You are going to sleep better if you own MyPillow. Hear me? You're going to sleep better if you own MyPillow. Who doesn't want to sleep better? Most important thing to your health is your sleep, right? And you're not going to find a better deal than right here on this program. So you're going to see a television ad. You're going to see offers in stores. It's a different kind of pillow. It's the not same one. The best deal you're ever going to get is right here on this program. And we have the four-pack special deal still. This can last forever, but still going. $99.98 gets you four pillows, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. There is a 69 money-back guarantee. There's a 10-year warranty. 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Is Congressman Cramer on? Man?
I am on.
Oh, you're here? Yep. Okay, all right. He told me he hadn't called yet. So
I've just been listening to all about my pillow, except I know because I have six of them. My pillows.
You're a busy guy. You're traveling everywhere, right? Yeah. So here we go with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I have to ask you one question. We talked to the audience about a good chunk of the first hour, and then we'll get right to calls and comments here. And I also want to hear sometime today about your committee assignments and what that'll mean for North Dakotans. So a lot of ground to cover, the inaugural coming up and the prep for that. Why do you think Barack Obama has the quote-unquote high approval rating that he does? We hear that over and over last night, the big speech, people saying, hi, what are you, what's going on there? What do you make of that? Why does he have the approval rating he does?
So I have a couple of theories, and they're only theories. So one is he's leaving office and can't come back. I think in many respects there's just a sort of a general respect that goes along with that. But I think the other phenomenon is that the presidential election that we just had, where Donald Trump was elected. Thank you, thank you, thank you, for making America great again. Was a really tough, rough, ugly, you know, sort of spectacle of a campaign. And, you know, both candidates had very high negatives. As we know, both candidates, you know, suffered from, a lot of disapproval. And I think in that context, as Barack Obama is wrapping up his presidency, by comparison, you know, even though people don't like the Obama policies, it's pretty clear. I mean, Hillary Clinton ran on extending them and lost handily. She tied herself to him. He campaigned for her. He made the election about his legacy. I mean, he stated as much. And people still rejected the policies, but they like him personally. And I would say this for him and for the First Lady. I mean, they really have been sort of model parents in all of this. And while we don't like their policies and in many cases don't like their activism and whatnot, you know, they're pretty easy to like. And if you've ever met them, and Chris and I have on a couple of occasions, or several actually, they're pretty easy to like. So I think that contributes to the approval rate. I think the comparison to the two candidates that just ran, and again, I'm all in for Trump, was all in for Trump. I'm glad Trump won. But it's hard to deny that it was, there were a lot of negatives on both sides.
If somebody said, hey, Kevin, you're a member of Congress of North Dakota, and let's talk about what your goals are for your approval rating. In other words, what am I doing versus what are the people reflecting? I don't think you'd shoot for 55 either. I get a kick out of it. They think it's a high approval rating at 55. I mean,
it's interesting, the standard that we've set for a high approval rating. And it's sort of like if your approval rating is very close to your disapproval, you're somehow pretty good shape. And I do think that's a low bar. That said, I will tell you, people who concentrate on their approval ratings and there are a lot of them in this town, and this town is Washington, I mean, now, they tend to not get a lot of things done. Quite frankly, what they do is they're collectors of political capital. So they have a lot of events. They go to a lot of ribbon cuttings. They talk about a lot of good things. They tend to sort of walk down the middle a lot. And they tend to not be get a lot of action. And I can relate this directly to what we're experiencing right now with the repeal and replacement of Obamacare debate that's hot and heavy in the House of Representatives right now. You see a lot. People with high approval ratings tend to wring their hands a lot. And I always say, in fact, I've been asked a lot lately about, well, what about the appearances of the congressional ethics, vote early on? And I'd say to people, I'm not here for appearances. If you're here for appearances, you never do things, or you rarely get something done. You don't take the tough votes. And you have to be willing, to take the tough votes and push for the tough things. And sometimes that means, only 51% of the people are with you. But if you're going to be paralyzed by a high approval rating, you're never going to get anything done.
Let's go to William in Horace. Question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today at 800-228-0550. Dial us up. William, go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, William.
I may need your help. Okay. I'm a veteran of OEF, a 30-year veteran of the North Dakota National Guard.
Thank you.
And my wife and I are going to the inauguration.
Okay.
And I started after the new year. I called your office to see if somebody could help me get a ticket to the Veterans Ball. And any tickets, if any were available to you as a congressman. And I did talk to Rachel on Monday, and I haven't, she hasn't gotten back to me in any way, shape, or form, and I'm not certain if there are tickets available or if it's just a total pipe dream or whatever.
Sure. So just so I'm clear, so tickets to the inauguration itself, the ceremony, the swearing in, we as members of Congress get. We get a number of them. We then distribute them to constituents or, family members, whoever, ask for them, and we measure all of that out. And so that's the only thing we control. We do not have tickets to any of the balls. That's not to say we couldn't make an inquiry or something of the inaugural committee to see if there are some tickets available to the balls. But those are, invitation, and we can, again, we'll just, I'll get on it today and see if there's, you know, see what we're waiting to hear back from. There's a good chance maybe they don't have them, or we haven't heard back yet, or they're still trying to determine, you know, what's available. It is, obviously, it's a little over a week away, so we hope they know soon. But we just got the team.
My wife and I are content just to go to the inauguration, and Scotty had a gentleman on yesterday that said that one of the balls was for veterans, and they were really encouraging veterans to go, and that's why I was asking about that. My son worked on the Trump campaign in Michigan, he and his wife have tickets to one of the balls, and we're really happy for them. But in any event, he's the one that told me to contact your office.
So we have your contact information. We'll get on it. We'll get somebody back to you on the inaugural ball.
Thank you so much, Congressman.
Hey, William, do me a favor. Hang on. We're going to get your number again, just to make sure that we don't have a mistake in the number here. So just hang tight. Tim and Edgley, when we come back. Stephen Fargo, too. Stay tuned.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And of course, all day, every day. The PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton. And Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Can North Dakota Oil does moment to you should bookmark North Dakota Oil Can actually the website and find all kinds of good information. I was talking the other day about just the jobs in the economy and how it's impacted. I mean, it's just one example. You know, energy security is a fabulous topic. I know one that Congressman Cramer talks about a lot. The very heart, really, of the American economy and to have a robust industry here protects us in so many ways and keeps us out of harm's way and conflicts over just that. bad energy and the price. So find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. President-elect Donald Trump taking the stage as we speak. Let's see what he says here.
Thank you very much. It's very familiar territory, news conferences, because we used to give them on a almost daily basis. I think we probably maybe won the nomination because of news conferences, and it's good to be with you. We stopped giving them because we were getting quite a bit of inaccurate news, but I do have to say that, and I must say that I want to thank a lot of the news organizations here today, because they looked at that nonsense that was released by maybe the intelligence agencies, who knows, but maybe the intelligence agencies, which would be a tremendous blot on their record if they in fact did that, a tremendous blot, because a thing like that should have never been written. It should never have been had, and it should certainly never have been released.
Oh, my. This is an interesting way to start a press conference. What is he getting at there, Kevin? What's he talking about? The fact that it was leaked? Is that what he's mad about? Hang on a second, Kevin. We're not hearing you.
This morning about Russia's involvement in having some damaging information about Donald Trump that they haven't released, which they deny, of course, and none of the intelligence agencies have confirmed. So that, I imagine that's what he's talking about. I haven't been briefed on it yet, but I just heard about it this morning.
Kind of an interesting way to start, though, the press conference, right? Because he's obviously...
Well, you know what I think? There was some anticipation, Scott, that you know he has this news conference scheduled to talk about, and I imagine he's going to get to talking about how he's going to divest himself of his business interests and how he's going to be able to avoid conflicts of interest and those kinds of things. But with this big news that broke overnight and with Secretary of State designee Tillerson being on the witness stand right now at the first day of his confirmation hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee, there's a lot of speculation that was going to dominate the news anyway. So I suppose he thought he'd try to head it off at the pass and maybe, get it out of the way so he could then move on to the issue at hand, which is how he's going to deal with this business situation. But it is interesting to watch now already, how unusual this administration is already, and the fact that he's got all these successful business people, including himself, who have all these businesses and these very complicated financial disclosure forms that the ethics committee or government ethics office has to go over to make sure that there aren't conflicts. It's going to be very complicated. It goes to show, that maybe our system discriminates against successful people, but we have to work through it.
Tim and Edgley for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. You're on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Well, I ain't talking about that, and thank you for taking my call. But, again, what is concerning to me as a farmer and rancher out here is
cattle from other countries.
Food safety yeah. Issues. You were just commenting to talking there a little bit earlier about your energy, issues and being self-sufficient on that and protecting our deal there, energy security. We need to have food security, and which leads us right back to the issue that I called a couple weeks ago about the country origin labeling. And we have country origin labeling for our underwear. Why don't we have it for our meat? And back to the Canadian issue up there with their TB outbreak. It's now been called a disaster. A slaughter, 10,000 head of cattle up there, and possibly. If this gets into our country, anything like this, we are looking at a disaster for American ranchers and farmers. And our issue, we've just been slapped by the FDA, new antibiotic feed director. No.
We've got a problem with your line there, Tim. We're kind of catching every other word. I don't know what's going on, but you got through a lot on the table here, so I'm going to give Congressman Kramer a chance to address
sure.
it.
So I'm familiar with Tim's issues. He's called a couple of times on the country of origin labeling issue, and specifically now this outbreak in Canada and food security and how we have to have rules and laws that prevent the importation of diseased cattle. And, of course, we do, and I think we've enforced them fairly lax, frankly, and I've written to the current administration a number of times over the allowing of the import of cattle from South America, from Brazil, Argentina, and in with Tim's issue with Canada and the country of origin labeling. That's a little more, that's a more of a complexity, but it's also international law that we've agreed to, by the way. It's, you know, people say, well, when we sign a trade compact, we're giving away our sovereignty. Well, our sovereignty was used to agree to the conditions of the trade agreement. Whether we like them or not, it's another matter altogether. I personally think that we've always negotiated fairly weakly and that we enforce even weaker. That's a matter of policy. As it relates to country of origin labeling, what I'd like to see us do in terms of security, and this is an important point, by the way, and I appreciated you referencing in the little ad piece there, Scott, that I've often talked about energy security, and Tim's talking about food security. And I think that there's a difference between self-sufficiency and security. Security comes from being able to be self-sufficient, but security really comes from a robust market that's global in nature. And so while we want to be able to be self-sufficient, we also want to be in the business of selling our products beyond our borders. Otherwise, we could grow a lot of cattle and have a lot of food and a lot of energy, but if we're the only consumers of it, we're not going to be very successful in the marketplace. So we always need to find that balance, and security doesn't mean shutting down your borders. Security means having safeguards in place, but also being able to produce enough of a product and then have access to other people's markets, and that requires, you know, negotiations that oftentimes require both a give and a take.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Steve Fargo, next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Morning, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
A couple of things real quick. That Obama speech last night, I got through about 6 minutes of it and was getting a gag reflex and had to turn it off. It's just,
to watch. How many times did he say I? Somebody said they counted 75 or something like that.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I
turned it off because that's all I needed to hear. Yeah. He's gone. I got the word I was looking for and I was done. So I lasted 6 minutes longer than you. I got 6 minutes less than you.
Anyway, to watch a room of socialists, you know, talk about how, you know, economic stagnation and massive regulations was wonderful for this country is embarrassing to me. But that aside, the reason I called is that, I think it's called like the Hearing Protection Act or something. It relates to suppressors and firearms. Yep. What a great idea. The stupid federal regulation or law or whatever that was put in effect in 1928 to combat the mafia, it's time for it to go. Suppressors are a wonderful tool for people to enjoy, you know, whether it's hunting or sports shooting. It's got to get through. What do you think the chances are?
I think the chances are pretty good we'll get through the House. I'm an original co-sponsor of the bill. I think it was introduced by Mike McCall, if I recall, but, you know.
More on that on the other side of the break. Steve, hang around if you have more to answer or more to hear more of Kevin's answer. After this, on What's on Your Mind?
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by Titan Outlets, the folks that give you guaranteed iron at outlet prices. So it's a great deal. I mean, you buy something in auction when it comes to farm equipment, you know, it's as is, obviously. That's not the case when you buy it at Titan Outlet. And the price is great, too, because you get not only their best price, but if you're listening to our program, they'll take 11% off. You tell them Scott sent you, 11% off. I kid you not. You can't beat a deal like that. That's right. And right now, a 2012 New Holland T8.390, less than 1,000 hours, 340 horsepower, 1,000 PTO, 1,600-pound front weights with the bracket, outfitted with 5 remotes in the rear and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, 18-speed forward, 4-speed reverse transmission, front tires at a 480, 77R43s, dual rear tires at 480, 80 450s, with the differential lock and the luxury leather interior cab with a suspended seat, auto guidance ready with the IntelliView 3 monitor. That deal's waiting for you. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Call 218-233-3700 or exit 6 I-94 just into Minnesota out of Fargo-Moorhead. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall here as we continue. Anything else on Steve's question, or did you get all of that you need to?
No, I think he covered it. It's he covered it better than I could. It just makes perfect sense. So it's time to fix that law and make it more contemporary.
Donald Trump is giving a press briefing at this moment, and he has told us that he plans to nominate David Shulkin for the office of VA. I guess he's an undersecretary for Health Veterans Health Administration now, right? I have that about him. So the bio on it suggests he's already in the VA. Do you know anything about this guy?
I don't, and so I shouldn't comment on any of the skepticisms I have or anything. I just know this much. We have got to fix the VA, and Mr. Trump is pledged to do that in many, many forms. So we'll be... Well, in fact, we already did. The first bill we passed was a VA accountability bill to force employees that are incompetent and that are written up to maintain their file current with all of their personnel file, that is. Because right now, you can't fire anybody at the VA, no matter how badly they perform, and we need to do some civil service reforms for sure if we're going to get control of the bureaucracy. But so hopefully he'll help us do that.
And another question that came in before the break, before you were on, Ashley, was from a listener that was concerned watching some of the hearings going on and noticing that there were protesters that were getting in there. And he's saying, I don't see any open seats. I don't think you or I could go. So how do these people get in there? And I said, I think they do reserve some seats, but they must stand in line for those. His point was they're already dressed all goofy. They know they're going to disrupt, arrest them, get them out of there. What is the process on hearings? How do you get in those?
Yeah, so, those are Senate hearings. If they're like House hearings, it's pretty basic. I mean, you're right, there are some reserved chairs, probably the first row or two, and it's usually for staff and family of witnesses, things like that, but pretty select. And then after that, it's pretty much a first come, first serve, so it's people who get there early. And while Capitol Police may be able to observe by their appearance or their dress that they're going to be disruptive, that doesn't presume that they're going to break any laws. And so, up until such time as they do violate the rules, and the rules would include, disrupting the process itself, because it's serious business. It's a, it's a hearing to gather information, not here for protesters. Until such time as they do that, they're innocent of anything. So I suspect it's just a matter of, inconvenient prudence. I just made that up. Does that make sense?
I don't know, but it sounded really good to me. Yeah.
Did it?
Really, really good. Out to Western North Dakota, we go, and Ron with a question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Ron.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Say, Tim from Edgley kind of touched on a little bit of what I wanted to say with country of origin labeling, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you voted against Mr. Kramer. But, I was wondering where we're sitting as far as an ag secretary appointment. And the other thing is when he does appoint an ag secretary, Mr. Trump has been pretty adamant about, trade and closing our borders. Well, food safety is one of the biggest things, and we have the safest food in the world. It's been proven. We have the strictest guidelines. We don't always follow them. But by opening up the borders to South American beef, which most of it is owned by JBS, and they bring their beef in here, with a tariff, they can still bring it in and sell it cheaper than what they're buying it, what they can buy U.S. beef for. Without country of origin labeling, nobody knows where it is. It's just a product of the USDA stamp. So, my question is who is running, or who's in the main running for Ag Secretary, and is that something that's going to be looked at?
Okay, so there are a whole bunch of things there, and let me start with Ag Secretary. I don't know. I mean, that has obviously been a very seemingly difficult position for the administration to fill. A number of people have come and gone through that process. Perhaps they're all still in the running. I don't think they all are, but I don't have any insight on where they are on the Ag Secretary post. Now, I have forwarded some names of people for sub-cabinet positions, undersecretaries and deputy undersecretaries, deputy secretaries, some from North Dakota, some from other places that I know, trying to put an emphasis on production agriculture, because, and it kind of gets to your point, actually, because the risk that we run, and the thing that concerns me sometimes is, if you have an ag secretary at the top, whose background is on the marketing side or the packaging side and not that these things aren't important, mind you, but I prefer good ag policy to be driven by somebody who understands the production side of it, the farmer, the rancher. With regard to tariffs and food security, and I wasn't following you quite exactly, because on the one hand I heard you say, I don't know if you're concerned or you're for Trump closing the borders, but country of origin labeling, I voted to repeal the law because we lost the fight. I mean, we lost the international fight in the international court that the advocates of country of origin labeling insisted on fighting rather than negotiating, and the United States was found to be in violation of the trade agreement with Canada, and country of origin labeling. If had we not repealed the law, we would have then faced stiff penalties on top of everything else. So the law was already overturned before we repealed it. And then on top of that, Canada could have imposed further penalties on our farmers and ranchers, and certainly we didn't want to do that. So we had to repeal the law. That was fairly easy. But with regard to Argentine beef or South American beef coming in, food safety and tariffs aren't the same thing at all. So I've strongly advocated and have written letters and pushed the administration, the Obama administration to not allow beef into this country from areas that have a disease problem, whether it's hoof and mouth, which has been the most common one, I think, in Central or in South America, and have adamantly opposed it multiple times, and yet they've finally, I think, allowed at least some beef in. So, but that's a food security matter. Tariffs are a trade matter. That's an economic tool. And Donald Trump has been quite clear that he's going to make sure that we're on a more level playing field with our products. But there's tariffs on the one hand, but there's also just comprehensive tax reform where we already punish products that leave the country. We tax products as they're exported rather than imported. And the Republican tax comprehensive tax plan calls for switching that around so that we're not punishing exports, but rather leveling the playing field on imports. And it's just a simple matter of switching it from one side of the process, if you will, or the deal to the other side, so that put our people on a level playing field. Now that's fairly simplistic, but it's also not overly complicated.
All right, Ron, sorry, got to keep moving here. Hope you got your answer there. We have a call that came in before the show for Chrisman Kramer. Go ahead and roll that.
Hi, Scott. It's John from Carrington. First off, let me tell you, I'm a disabled vet, and I had got with Congressman Kramer I had originally got contacted his office about H Disabled Veterans Commissary and Exchange Store Benefits Act, and I see if he ended up becoming a co-sponsor for that after I talked to them. And I'm curious if he could tell me anything about that. Is this thing going to just die in committee somewhere, or is it finally going to get through? And if it died, is it possible when the congressman or when the new president takes over, if this thing could be put through again to see? I'm a 60% disabled, and I sure would like to have access to the commissary and stuff like that. You've got to have 100% or you retire, and I had to get out after 12 and a half years. I'm just curious if he could tell me anything about that. I really appreciate an answer on this. And, again, thank him for sponsoring that as well. Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right. You're right.
All right. So, yeah, he's right. He did contact us. In fact, I think he first contacted us on this show. Scott, it seems like it was a month ago, but it's probably a year or longer ago. And he's right. His inquiry got me to co-sponsor the bill. The bill is called the Disabled Veterans Commissary and Exchange Store Benefits Act. It's a mouthful, but it was introduced by Jeff Fortenberry, who's a good friend of mine. He's from Nebraska, and he's right, too, that the last Congress, the bill did, in fact, die in committee. It didn't get to the floor. And what it does is it permits a veteran that has any compensable service-connected disability, so he would qualify. And by the way, any of their dependents, and it allows them then to use a commissary or an exchange on the same basis as a member of the armed forces. So I called Jeff, actually, and to inquire about the bill, and he's going to reintroduce it this month, probably at the end of this month. So a lot of things will happen after the inauguration, although a lot of bills have been dropped already. I'm dropping my second one today, but he's going to drop it late this month. I'll be an original co-sponsor again, and hopefully now, with the president's support, we can move it a little bit further along. Sometimes these things take longer than they should. I suspect, Scott, and I don't know for sure, but I suspect there are some issues of security. And, you know, an exchange, for example, or a commissary at Hector Field at the the Air Guard is one thing, but one at, say, an ICBM missile site or missile base like mine, it might be a little different. So there might be some. I'm sure it's never as simple as it sounds to me. But I am a co-sponsor of the bill. But it might be even that the president himself or the Department of Defense could do something on their own. So we'll be inquiring on all of that. But I appreciate his persistence on the issue. Keeps raising it with us.
All right, thanks for the call, and others welcome as well. Kerry and Dickinson, BJ and Wing, when we come back after a short timeout. And a couple of leftover things from last week, one on cafe standards we have to get to. We'll try and pack it all in. We'll go into we call it a lightning round. We're just going to rip through these short Q&A with Congressman Kramer to wrap up Talk Radio Town Hall on a busy Wednesday. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botno, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over at pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Trump press conference right now. He's exited the stage. He stayed there, but he called up his attorney to explain all, you know, how what will be done with, you know, the profits from his company and running the company and all the questions the media loves to ask so they can play gotcha, right? They just wait, oh, they can't wait to go gotcha. So he just sends up an attorney up there, and she's laying it out. It's kind of funny. Plus, he said this about Vladimir Putin. Listen.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
You know, it's so funny because during the campaign, Scott, the Democrats are making such a big deal that the world is concerned about Donald Trump, that he's not stable. They want somebody that they can get along with. You know, Hillary Clinton would be that person. She's the ultimate diplomat. And now all of a sudden getting along with a foreign leader is a bad thing. You know?
Yeah, it is really goofy. I don't get it at all. All right, let's quickly, if we can, quick questions, quick answers in these short remaining minutes we have left. BJ and Wing for Congressman Kramer, you're up.
Hi, Mr. Kramer. First of all, I want to thank you for always informing us, and you're awesome in that. I just have comments. I don't have a question, but a concern I have is the negativism said about President Obama with his speech. I mean, I'm Republican, but his speech, in my opinion, was excellent. He was a good presenter, and we need to give credit to that. I would have liked children to see that because they're, you know, he didn't look negative, he didn't talk negative, and I think we need to be thankful for that. He stated things he did, or he thought he did, as a president, which any president would do with an outgoing speech, and so we shouldn't come down on him for that. And he encouraged people to be the ones to try to make changes or go out and do something if you don't agree with it, and I think we need to give him credit for that. And he also gave God credit to bless America, which was awesome for finally. And let's see if anything else. Oh, his approach to speaking, he smiles, he looks at people, and he's a good presenter, and that's what I would like to see in any president. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you.
All right. And I think she's concerned that we maybe were a little too flippant with all of it. And I'm sorry. I'm done. I started there with Barack Obama, but I'm not there anymore. Says one thing, does another, and is a good presenter, but it ends there. Not a good leader. So it's America. You're all going to have a different opinion. But does she write it all to say we shouldn't, talk in a negative way about the outgoing president?
Well, the only, yes, certainly she isn't. And it's her opinion. She's entitled to it, and you give her a great forum to do that. My bigger concern about him is the use of the word I and all the things he did. And I've seen other presidents leave the White House without having to remind us all of the things that they did. Generally, if they're true, you don't have to remind everybody. And that's the only thing. But God bless me. I liked that part of the speech, frankly, as well at the end. And as far as his delivery, I actually find him, he reads a teleprompter very well.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
not a criticism. That's just the reality. When he's on his own, he does not communicate well. He stumbles and stammers and sort of searches and, like any normal person would do. So I guess it's not so awful, but he's not exactly eloquent apart from a teleprompter.
And, like spoken like a true mom, BJ, to find the good in that.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's
I'm glad you did. And I'm not taking away from what you said, but I would say if I show that to my kids, I'd say count how many times he said I. And if you ever have to give a similar speech, try to make it we. Try to make it about us. Try to make it about the country. And that's an issue I have with them. But I think you're right to raise those. A few questions I need to ask on some things that came up in recent days on the program. Senator Hoeven is now chair of the Indian Affairs Committee. And Senator Heitkamp is on the Indian Affairs Committee. Would it be appropriate for them and for you and for Governor Burgum and others to say, okay, Standing Rock, let's pay for some of the $22 million expense that you helped create and ask them specifically to pay for some things? Is that appropriate?
I think it's completely appropriate. I think there's liability there, and the liability implies that there should be some restitution.
If they're not willing to pay for law enforcement expenses, is there some way to withhold funds from Standing Rock?
Well, I don't know. We've looked into that a little bit. The last couple of years, Standing Rock has received just under $30 million each year from the federal government for various things. Most of them applied to services that the federal government provides to their citizens. And so the challenge is to not, I think, that we have to look out for not punishing a bunch of innocent people for the actions of some of their leadership. And we, so that could be challenging. But, we're looking for some ways to extract some restitution.
Absolutely. All right. I appreciate that. Let's see. I'm going to get one more quick one in from Kerry Ann Dickinson for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Kerry.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
I'm a farmer.
Yes.
Whatever happened to the disaster bill?
We don't have disaster bills anymore because we now do. But we have crop insurance, and so we replaced ad hoc disaster bills with a robust safety net in the crop insurance program so that we could avoid disaster things.
Yeah, I know. So, the commodity prices and everything.
Are you saying you don't like the change, Kerry, that the crop insurance, the protections that were put in place that the congressman's talking about don't cut it? You need something else? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you need to live with something stronger.
Sure. Okay, yeah, so, and by the way, I don't disagree.
All right, go ahead quickly, Kevin, if you could.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Kerry. I think as we enter into the negotiation now for the new farm bill, one of the things I'd like to do is simplify the crop insurance program. I want to remove a bunch of the requirements attached to it that are adding costs, so it doesn't do a lot of good to just subsidize premiums for crop insurance and then add costs to the farmer for having to comply with something that shouldn't have to be that expensive. And then, simplify it by getting rid of the ARC choice. There's these two choices, and it takes longer to describe ARC and PLC than we have left. But
right.
Kerry makes an important point. I think he's right. We need to make some improvements.
You need to remember our farmers been a tough run here. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're out of time. TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.